This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Central Clarion, here's James Patrick.
And good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls football tonight, coming to you live from Clarion Limestone High School. This is James Patrick. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I'm alongside Noah Christian here this evening. And as your Bradford Owls get ready to take on the Clarion, Central Clarion Wildcats. So, some of you may know this voice from the basketball broadcast. Tonight I've been asked to fill in. Mark is on vacation. So, you're going to get James Patrick in the booth for some football. What do you think, Noah?
I think you're going to do a fine job, James.
thank you. Thank you.
It's a little warm in here this evening.
It is warm. We're packed in here tight like sardines. So, it's homecoming tonight at Clarion. The three schools that combine to make the powerhouse that we will talk about throughout the evening. Each school, which still exists, has a homecoming game on their schedule. So we are tonight on the campus of Clarion Limestone. So the Owls have a tough task against one of the strongest teams in District 9. Noah?
Well, tonight it's no doubt that we can't go out there with a game plan other than, all right, we got to try to hang with them, because they are a team that just scores at will, and they have beaten all of their opponents so far by 44-plus points. And those opponents being Dubois, St. Mary's, and Brookville, yeah. All good teams.
Yep, a nice resume they bring in tonight. I was talking to a few of the guys here in the booth, and the strength of the team not only is some skill positions that we'll get to, but they say their line is really big and really talented.
I've no doubt about that, because when their quarterback is running for 200, throwing for 100, and averaging 330 yards a game, he is just a beast, and he can't do that without the horses up front.
So this is why we play the games, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here tonight on WESB Sports. There's always the Appalachian State. If you know, you know. The ball can be hit by a helmet and fall on the ground, and it's open game.
No, by no means that, like, is Bradford out of this game, but we have to show up and we have to play and, like, we have to make our assignments. Defensively, we cannot be left out to lunch, and we have to be with their skilled players.
Yeah, we got to get the ball to the playmakers. We know who they are. Logan Kohler, Jordan Thompson.
Tommy Langdon. Yep. Bill Havlin, yep. Bill Brody the Beast. And, you know, Talon's got to have himself a game tonight. You know, he's doing quite well already this season, but he's got to come on court tonight.
Yep. They got to stay positive, stay on top of it, and get the job done. Let's talk a little bit about Clarion Central Clarion has a quarterback coming in tonight. It's one of four. I thought this was a crazy stat, because there's been a lot of people in D9, say in 15 or 20 years, that have done a lot of amazing things at quarterback position. There's only been four of them throw 100 touchdown passes in their high school career, and we have one of them here tonight, Jace Ferguson. So that's kind of a wow for me.
It is, you know, and like our area like doesn't get enough credit, because we are so spread out and there's quite a few teams in District 9, but for Jace to set himself apart from like the Clearfields, the Dubois, the Brockways, the Garden Cities, you know, in this small little committee or community of Central Clarion, that's phenomenal. Not to mention, there's right around 80 kids on this roster.
Yeah, they were out there warming up, and there's quite a few. And like I said, they've you know, the three teams were all quality teams, but they did combine due to numbers, and since then they've been a perennial state-type powerhouse. Last year, they cruised through District 9. They got the number one seed in the AA bracket. They went on to play Westinghouse, and that's a perennial state power. They did get beat there. Westinghouse goes all the way to the Western Final to the state final, to lose to Southern Columbia, which is a really big powerhouse in the AA world. So, once again, they're set up for a probably a state run. I mean, just to be honest about it.
No, for sure. Like, this team, the last 2-3 years, they have just played, not to mention, they're a AA team. So they're playing us, Dubois, Clearfields, the bigger schools,
yep,
and having their way.
They are. So, yeah, they play up in class, and they get better experience, provides better playoff experience. So both teams are joining the field here, coming onto the field. Tonight your Owls are going to be in the road whites with their black pants, and Clarion's going to be in a navy blue with orange trim. It is homecoming, like I had said. So we'll have a little bit of an extended halftime tonight.
Also, not to take less, but like, they do have on the Central Clarion side Noah Harrison, Mason Buford, Ethan Rex, all, you know, candidates for the Vercetti game here in the fall. So it's not just, we weren't trying to say it was just a one-man show down here.
Yeah.
There is plenty of star power down here in Clarion.
Yep. So I'm going to do my best with all the names and the numbers. Parents, grandparents at home. This is probably my biggest audience. So, so I commonly do the basketball games for your house. Hope you tune in next season. I'm looking forward to my third season of Bradford Owls basketball. Asked to do football tonight, my favorite sport. So we'll do a good job on the sporting part. I'll do my darndest to identify your kids for you. That's it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with you here at Clarion Limestone. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which led to the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We're going to get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate.
All right, on the Bradford side, we're going to have Fabian Schert, 5'8 junior, Caden Keyshore, 5'10 junior, Andrew Giordano, 6' junior, Enzo Alio, 5'7 junior, Talon Reese, 6'3 senior. The quarterback stud for Bradford High, Nick DeGolier, 5'9 junior, Carter Colley, senior, Jordan Thompson, 5'7 junior, Brody Haviland, 5'10 sophomore, Logan Kohler, 5'7 junior, and Tommy Langdon, 5'8 sophomore.
Okay, we're going to kick it back while we do the national anthem here. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
Radford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Okay, welcome back to Bradford Owls Football here on WESB. The national anthem just finishing up. Tonight, our first contestant for the first quarter in the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Gene Morton. If the Owls score, Gene Morton will get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And if the Owls do not score, she'll get a lunch special from Toji's Substation. So congratulations, Gene Morton, and we're rooting for you. Once again, don't forget to
check out the here in just a few minutes, we're hopefully to see coin toss and go from there as soon as the band clears the field. But until then, obviously, a gorgeous night down here in Clarion for football. And looks like both teams, the Owls and the Wildcats, are ready to get this one going. Packed house down here at this reasonably small bleacher set here, James.
It is. I was here once as a referee. I wanted to tell you that also. WSB has brought a referee to the booth like they do on Sundays on national television. I had spent about 12 to 15 years or so there as a PIAA ref. So if there's any confusion, maybe I can interpret some of that for us.
So it looks to be our captain's headed out, our Reese. Callahan, Whitmore, and Mr. Abers.
Okay.
Number 1, James Ferguson. Number 30, Braylon Beckman. Number 58, Kaden Hyman. And number 63, Jimmy Kerr.
Very warm. Very warm, ladies and gentlemen. We can't complain, though. We're coming up on that time of year. We did cross over 80, though, and we know how that weather changes. So the captains are out there for the coin toss. The crowd is filing in still.
Still filing in. I happen to notice back here, James, that there's a parking lot in the back that we could have even got a whisker closer.
We could have got a whisker closer. We pulled into the school, ladies and gentlemen, and the field is not there. But Bradford will receive. Clarion won the toss and deferred to the second half option. So the Owls are going to get the ball first. It's important that they get a first down or two. Move forward.
I think a well-balanced offense tonight, too. You know, we can't just be passing the ball. We got to chew away at some of this clock, moving the ball with the three guys that we know that can run the ball.
Yep.
And, you know, weather the storm,
yep,
if you would.
Yep. So, you know, we've been pushing the you can feel what we're saying here, but the Owls, you know, this can be, let's just go see what happens.
Depending, they should know the speed of the two guys we got in the back between Keyshore and Kohler.
Yep.
So let's just see if they open up and try to kick away from them as well.
Yeah, that seems to be a common thing in District 9 already.
Coach Eggleton from Clarion getting his troops ready for the first kickoff this evening.
Okay. Once again, thank you for joining us for Owls football here on WSB Sports. James Patrick alongside Noah Whitmore. Noah Whitmore. Noah Christian. Oh, my. So, they're teed up for the opening kickoff. Clarion Limestone kicking. Your owls are going to be going left to right on your radio. Kohler back deep. Ball is in the air, and we are underway. Kohler takes it a yard deep in the end zone, and that is a touchback. He wanted to run it out, but you're not allowed once it gets there.
For high school football, though, number 10 just put a boot on that ball.
Yes, he did. 1 yard deep in the end zone. Nice boot. Okay, the Owls are coming out. Obviously, Talon Reese at quarterback.
Looks like he's got Thompson split to this side with Kohler.
Yep.
The other side would probably be Keyshore and Enzo. And Haviland in the backfield.
Reese in a shotgun. Long count. Ball's back. He's going to throw. It's out to... Oh.
That'd be Carter Cawley.
Nice catch by Carter Cawley and a 4 yard gain. Bring up second down to 6.
So the nice part about this offense that we've seen from the Owls last week, they do an excellent job of spreading this ball around.
Indeed. Get everybody involved. Reese back in the shotgun once again. Second down and 6. Ball's back. A little bit of a pressure screen pass. Nicely done.
Dumped off to Haviland. Picking up the first down there, I believe.
And, yes, it is a first down. Nice play there by the Owls. Good design. They let the rush by. They were all converging on the quarterback, and he just dropped it over their head for a nice little screen. First and 10 for the Owls at their own 33.
A lot of motion here this time. Cycling some players in and out. Looks like Langdon's coming back over here to the right side. He's back.
Run. Try to go up the middle, and the entire Clarion line was in the backfield to gang tackle.
I was going
to
say, that one they sniffed out pretty early, and that was...
that was Haviland.
Yes.
And he was... I would say a loss of 3, be second down and 13 for your Owls. Logan Kohler lining up in the backfield now.
Looks like they got Nick DeGolier in the backfield now as well. Long count on this one.
Another long count.
Oh, see something he doesn't like. Talon switching it up the line of scrimmage.
Ball's back. Reese throws. It's out. It's caught.
Jordy Thompson with a nice 7 yard pickup there.
That was more than 7. That was 7 plus the 4 we lost.
Oh, that's right.
About 11 yard gain. So the Owls are going to have third down. Oh, it doesn't look like they got a very good spot there. Third and 5. It's on the far side of the field. I'm looking for play clocks, and I don't see any.
No, I'm not seeing any right now either.
Okay, so I was curious because the Owls were doing a long count. So Kohler and DeGolier in the backfield again.
I believe they have Jordy out to the left side of the thing. Long count again. Oh, Talon does not like something. Back up to the line, out on the play.
That's a...
Oh, timeout Owls.
There's a timeout Owls. 10:03 in the first quarter. Owls take a timeout. Yeah, nice little drive so far. Some dump passes. The run wasn't very successful, and as we spoke of, the line for Clarion is large and athletic.
They have to mix in that run, though, or else those short passes, and eventually, hopefully, that long ball will come into play with those runs. And, that would just be in the first one. Could have just been getting those pregame butterflies done.
Yeah. Well, loosen up that line a little bit and maybe break through there with one of them speedsters.
Hopefully.
Both sides come out of the timeout. Kohler split out. Right side, along with...
Trips to the right.
Haviland.
Yep.
Reese in the shotgun. Third down and 5. Ball's back. Another short pass. Complete.
Short there. And he gets there.
Fought for a first down, and that was Jordy Thompson. Nice completion. Short pass. Getting rid of the ball quick. Not letting that rush get to him. The Owls move the chains again. It's going to be first and 10 at their own 46-yard line.
Tell you what, this drive so far, the horses up front have been doing a nice job.
Just slow them guys down. And
Talon's a good enough quarterback. You give him 2 or 3 seconds, he should find somewhere to get for that ball to go. Looks like we got trips to the left.
Yep, Owls are cycling players in and out, trying to keep guys fresh.
Looks like Clarion looks to bring the house.
Look at that size of that defense. My goodness.
A little swing out.
That's actually a lateral, and that is Logan Kohler. He takes it for 5 yards.
Nice little pickup by Logan.
It was a pass, but it was a backwards pass. Nice little run for Logan. So they're right at midfield, and we have a great view now, ladies and gentlemen. The defense, it looks, I don't know, it looks almost like an NFL defense, the way they're moving around and stuff.
And that's another thing, like, before the pregame that we didn't get started. Like, there is quite a few guys on the Clarion side that have 8 to 9 tackles a game.
And Reese back again. He throws it long. And it's over the head of
Lenzo Alio on that one.
Alio.
Covers by Burford. That'll bring up
third down and 6.
Play calling tonight is pretty nice. So the Owls switching it up, giving different looks.
Oh, yeah.
Going left to right.
Keep them honest with that long throw. Nice little drive here for the Owls.
Talon bringing in the play call. Spreading the word to the troops. Dropping back in the shotgun.
DeGolier in the backfield. Kohler out to the right. And it looks like movement by the Owls. It's going to set them back. It'll be third down and 11. That time that long count got the Owls. I'm sure that's part of the strategy here is this long count because we haven't really seen that from the Owls.
No, if we're moving the ball forward on these guys, everything's a win too. So,
Oh, yeah. So third down and long. A few players switch out. Noah's trying to get some air. It's really warm. But Reese back in the shotgun. Ball's back. He lets it go, and there's nobody out here. Logan Kohler was not on the same page with the route. So the Owls are going to – it's going to be fourth down and 11. They're going to punt it away.
Havlin's probably coming in to punt. He's been averaging about 35 to 40 yards a punt. He's been doing a great job back there.
I'll tell you, that kind of punt right now would put him right down near the goal line.
Looks like Clarion's trying to call a timeout here. Can't tell. Maybe waved it off. Oh.
8:34 to go in the first quarter. 0-0 is the score.
Good snap. Ball's back. He has it in his hand. He's just not bringing it yet. Somebody got down there in a hurry. That'd be Thompson with the big tackle.
Thompson, real nice tackle at the, looks like the 19 or maybe the 20-yard line. So you heard us both go, ooh, there was two guys in there on the punter. Almost got the punt. They did hit him slightly, but did not get the call for roughing.
Unfortunately, we did not get the first down out of that one.
Okay, it's going to be first and 10 for Clarion at their own 20-yard line.
So Jace Ferguson, first time tonight, back in the shotgun. Motion.
And
we got a whistle.
We have a whistle. I don't see a flag. I think Coach Puglio took a timeout again.
Timeout, Bradford.
That's their second timeout. And we're going to kick it back to the studio for this timeout. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford House Football on WSB Radio. James Patrick alongside Noah Christian. It's going to be first and 10 for Clarion at their own 20-yard line. Coming out of the timeout. Ferguson's back in the shotgun for Clarion. And he's going to fake a handoff. He scrambles and he tosses it way downfield, and it's short of his receiver. Mason Buford, and that's his number one receiver, Mason Buford. Roughly a 20, 25-yard pass. Really nice spiral, well thrown.
And it's nice to see talent. They have talent on defense again this week out to the corner spot. So they are definitely trying to take advantage of the athletes here and get them all on the field.
Yep, got to have that speed out there. And talent's got size as well, obviously. Back in motion, handoff, sweep to the wide receiver, number 22.
That's Ethan Rex with the taken out of bounds by
Rex with the carry.
15-yard gain.
By Thompson and Whitmore.
15-yard gain on that play, first down Clarion.
And Whitmore.
So they did a little misdirection there with a handoff to the wide receiver coming around the end, and he had some open field. But the Owls, you know, 15 yards isn't bad on that. It looked like it could be more there at the beginning.
Well, that was nice that the defensive line got a little bit of push in there, too. We were just, you know, one arm's length short of trying to get that tackle. Ferguson back in shotgun. Rex in motion, same little thing. Off to the right, breaking it up. Past the first down marker. And taken down by... looks like Whitmore again.
By the right side of the offensive line. Brought down by Thompson. And
so it's going to be another first down for Clarion, and they're on the ball quick. They're doing a hurry-up offense. They're at the 47 of the Owls. Back to pass. Long throw down the sideline.
And right. Good coverage by Talon.
Good coverage by Talon, and that was intended for Mason Buford. Looked from here like it went right through his hands. Possibly, but
we'll take it.
It was, yeah, we will. Brings up second down and 10.
Holding against Central Clarion.
Oh, I did not see you got a little laundry on the field after that one.
I did not. So that's going to be, they're going to repeat first down. It's going to be first down and 20, holding on Central Clarion. A little bonus there for the Owls. So, yeah, they put Talon out here on Buford, which is their, you know, number one receiver. He's got some crazy stats as well. Quarterback's back, Ferguson.
Giordano in there, though.
Way downfield. Guy's wide open, and it's overthrown.
Tell you what, nice little hurry there by Giordano getting into the backfield.
Indeed.
Using that one good wing he does have.
Ferguson appears to have some mobility. He is scrambling around back there, but the Owls will be getting after him. Caused a overthrow there. And it's second down and 20. This looks like a wide open running gun by Clarion.
Well, that, and they've only really wanted to target Buford these first few times, other than Rex on that, you know.
Quarterback rolls out. Pass back across the field. And it is right in Buford's hands, and he is in stride and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Ferguson to Burford.
They call him Burford, I call him Buford. So, touchdown Clarion, 7:16 to go in the first quarter. That'll make it 6-0 Clarion. Looks like they're going to line up for the extra point. That strong leg kicker from the kickoff.
Thomas Uckert in the kick.
And the kick is good. So your score is Clarion 7, Bradford nothing. This is Bradford Owls football at WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports. James Patrick alongside Noah Christian. Clarion just scored a touchdown, a pass, a long 58-yard pass from Ferguson to Buford.
But Bradford made them work that whole drive.
They did. You know? They did.
There was not really anything until that last play that was left wide open. I think everybody on defense hit their assignments. It's going to turn into a better game than what most people thought.
I hope so. There's that strong leg on the kickoff, but this time it's going to be fielded by
Kohler.
Kohler.
Bringing it right up to the middle.
Right up the middle to about the 20.
Kohler with the return.
They're going to mark him right on the 20. See what adjustments Clarion might have made and see what the Owls can do on offense here.
Bradford sets up shot. First and 10.
Kohler and Thompson flanked out to the left. Looks like...
we got a little Haviland in the backfield.
Yep, Haviland in the backfield. Reese in the shotgun. Reese back. Nice little dump.
Nice little move by Haviland.
Still going. Nice toughness displayed there by Haviland. Took about three or four Clarion guys to bring him down. Looks like he gained... six. We're going
to
call it. Well, we're going to give him seven. Second down and three. So a nice little play there by the Owls.
Talon getting the play call for Coach Joey. Spreading the troops out wide. Trips to the right.
Yep, five wide. Empty backfield. Reese. Shotgun. Snap, quick release, nice completion.
He's got Nick DeGoyer for the first down.
Nick DeGoyer. Very nice.
Knocked out of bounds by Banks.
Another first down for your Bradford Owls. Now the Owls are on the ball quickly, giving Clarion a little bit of their own medicine.
Well, we've got Landon coming back to the backfield and have one back in after getting a quick breather, bringing the play call with him.
Yep, the substitutions are really, they're cycling rather quickly. Play for play. Reese back. Gets the snap. Looks over the defense. Nice long shot to Kohler, and Kohler was not.
Yep. And that was good coverage there by Jeff Sawicki.
Ball's incomplete. He's second and 10.
Very good coverage. Boy, that Kohler's fast.
That he is.
So it's going to be second down and 10 for your Bradford Owls.
Look, got a little Lucas Wallace action coming in here. Wide to the right. Coach Joey still bringing in the play.
From the 37-yard line at their own 37. There's no numbers on the field, so I had to figure that out. Here comes Talon from the shotgun. Looks like Haviland back in the backfield with him.
Little dump pass over the middle to Thompson. Met with some contact, but still going.
Thompson gains about five. Good tough run. You know, they're getting 2 and 3 extra yards after contact, and that's real nice.
No, it's nice. Our backs and receivers are definitely being physical tonight. About 5:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Owls on the move. Third and five to go.
Third and five from their own 43.
Talon taking the time, getting the play in. C Like, we're going to bring
Lucas Wallace is
Nick
out
Nick DeGoyer
here.
Back in with Langdon in the backfield.
We got Lucas Wallace split out to this side, closest to us.
Hand off to Langdon, still going. Tommy with a short gain there, though, but good run.
Looks like he got 3 yards. Going to be fourth down and two in a decision here for Coach Julio. They're at their own 45.
Looks to be that the offense is staying on the field.
You can't play. You got to go for it.
That's right.
You got to go for it in a game like this. So fourth down and two. Maybe Talon has a hard count in there somewhere. The old Aaron Rodgers hard count.
Looks like he's going to change the play at the call or line of scrimmage. Back up. Back to shotgun.
Fourth down and three.
And it looks like they drew the Wildcats offside. So that should be a first down there, James.
You should not jump. Yes, you were right. You should not call that before the guy in the white hat. But anyways, yes, they did get him to jump. So your Owls are going to have a first down right at midfield.
Cycling some more players back out. Kohler split back right over here. Nick DeGoyer in the backfield, as well as with Brody Haviland.
Reese with a long count again. Fakes the handoff.
Lots of time.
Rolls
good
out.
Protection.
Rolls out. And
looks like he just ended up scrambling out of bounds on that one.
It's pretty far from here, but... Yeah, he did get knocked out of bounds, and that's a loss of six.
Reese knocked out of bounds by Love.
Seven. It'll be second down and 17.
Be a loss of six on the play. Make it second and 16.
Reese was in no man's land there with several defenders right in his face.
Yeah, good protection at first, just the way that play design rolled him out.
He did.
Bradford, lots of motion on this play.
Haviland and Kohler split out to the right. Reese is back.
He's
scrambles. Find some time. Dumps it off.
Thompson with a short pickup on that one.
Yep. They were all over Thompson. Thompson was the...
You want to say escape route?
Yeah, he was the escape route. So...
Third and 15
here for the Owls at their own 45. Clock ticking, 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Beautiful night here in Clarion Limestone.
Looks like they're bringing Langdon into the backfield. Talon and shotgun. Kohler to the right.
Reese back. Kohler in motion. All the way to the other side of the field. Reese looks downfield and throws it out there for
Langdon with the catch.
Langdon with a beautiful catch. Three defenders there. He was double covered, and then the safety came over. So there was three guys there to tackle him, but
hey,
beautiful
James,
completion.
Guess what? That's a Bradford first down.
First down. Nice throw, nice catch.
Good throw and catch by Bradford. Remove the sticks on your first down.
Owls are lined back up on the ball. 3:03 to go in the first quarter. They're now down to the 25. No, they're at the 30-yard line. Reese back. Short pass.
Wide
complete.
Open. Looks to be to Thompson again.
I'll tell you, nobody wants to go down. They're fighting. That's about an 8 or 9 yard gain. Nice game plan here for the Owls. Nice game plan.
Tell you what, this week... Talon is completing his passes on the money. He is hitting every one of the numbers. Everybody's hanging on to it, making great catches this evening.
Bring up a second down and two.
Tell you what, this booth is getting hard here, James.
Oh, yeah.
I got this giant wall.
Yeah, you're
here.
Not going to be able to see. Talon back in the shotgun. Long counts. And Talon hands it off to Haviland, who is...
That's Langdon met in Langdon, the backfield.
Langdon. The defense almost took the handoff. They were back there so quick.
Tell you what, this is an excellent drive, though.
Very good.
Bradford is chewing up a considerable amount of the clock right now.
So it's going to be third down and six from the 31.
Talon getting the play call from Coach Owie. Bringing in, rallying the troops. Looks like he's got Langdon off to his right. Kohler split wide. Thompson to the right as well. Keyshore and Alio off to the left.
Talon back. Oh, big rush. Big. Wow. Brees is sacked in the backfield. Nowhere to go. He had nowhere to go.
Number 58 there, Braden Heindelman is leading Clarion in tackles this year, and I can see why now.
Yes. So that's going to bring a fourth down and 15 for the Owls. I'm sure they'll go for it here. They're in Clarion territory. There was nothing there he could do. He got the ball. No,
that just looked like that. Clarion brought the house, and not much he can do.
That may have been a planned screen, just letting the linemen go, but they were, they need to get chipped at least at the line.
Bradford taking quite a bit of time here.
I wonder,
this play call in.
I don't know where the play clock is. There's a chance they could let the first quarter run out, but we don't know. The officials on the field will be keeping the
is this
play
one
clock.
Of those spots where you just take a delay a game and eat the penalty?
They did.
Delay a game against Bradford, we're going back another 5 yards.
Okay, I'm going to say the Owls are going to punt now. It's fourth down and 20. With 16 seconds to go in the first quarter, Clarion leading 7-0. Overall, real nice quarter for the Owls.
No, they're doing a fantastic job with field management, managing the clock. Jordy Thompson back in the deep spot looks like the punt. Buford back to receive.
Lined up at his 6 yard line.
Gets the kick off, and he meets it at about the 2 yard. Kohler just misses it. Shoestring tackle. Thompson coming up to try to make the tackle. Keyshore, and I can't tell who came up with it there at the end, but it looked to be Carter Colley with the tackle.
Burford brings it all the way out to the 42-yard line. He is big and fast.
And he made he shed quite a few tackles on that one.
He did.
I thought Kohler had him back at the 5.
And he didn't want to go out of bounds. So there's 2 seconds left. There'll be one play here for Clarion, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. Owls making a few changes here on defense. Ferguson back in shotgun. And he's back to pass. Owls get a little bit of pressure on him, and there's a completion to Buford, who is in stride once again and gone for the touchdown. That's a 58-yard touchdown pass by Jace Ferguson to Buford. That play will end the first quarter. However, we will have an untimed down, the extra point.
How long would you say that pass was, James?
Well, I think it was 58. They were at the 42, my friend. There's a snap for the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. So that will make the score Clarion 14, Bradford 0 at the end of the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
Is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more.
From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football down here at Central Clarion with Noah Christian and James Patrick. Both sides back on the field after the switch at half, and Uckert ready to kick off to the Owls. Looks like we have Kohler deep with Thompson and Keyshore in front of them.
And there's that strong leg again back to the goal line. And they call it a touchback, even though Logan wanted to return it. When in high school, if the ball reaches the end zone, it is an automatic touchback. So we're going to have exactly 12 minutes to go in the second quarter as the Owls take the ball at their own 20.
Offensive production so far by the Owls have been good.
A couple nice drives. Didn't equal any points, but a couple nice drives. Several first downs.
Definitely things are clicking this evening.
Couldn't stop the bomb twice. That's it.
And it looks effortless on Clarion's side. Like, when Ferguson throws it up there, it's a great ball. Yep. Buford's there every time.
Yep. So we're going to have to corral that guy in a little bit anyways. Reese back in the shotgun. Kohler flanks his side.
Langdon in the backfield. Ooh, bad snap.
Bad snap. Reese didn't.
It looks like Langdon fell on it, though, there at the end.
Fumble on the play.
There's a scrum.
Bradford was able to recover that.
Bradford was able to recover it, Langdon.
A huge loss on the play.
Looks like we're going to have second and 20 coming up here.
And it looks like the ball's at the two-yard line. So the Owls backed up to their own end zone.
Second and 20.
Talon getting a play call in from Coach Owie. Cycling off some few players. Looks like we're splitting Avalon and Jordy out to the right. Enzo Alio to the left.
Oh, another bad snap. Two bad snaps. Drew Callen did. Callen did come up with it.
That's a good ball.
Long pass. And that's number 17 for Clarion that caught the ball. That's Buford who catches all the touchdowns. He cut underneath the receiver there, and a nice move and got the interception.
It was a diving catch. He, slid the cocked ball. Like, it was a very athletic play. Very well-thrown ball, just... Sometimes that's where the cookie crumbles.
The Owls got themselves deep back, second down and 20 from the two. Threw the home run ball. Looked real nice, but Buford made the adjustments, and it's Clarion's ball. 10:58 to go in the first half. 14-0 Clarion here at the campus of Clarion Limestone. Ferguson back in the shotgun. Man in motion. Handoff to that man in motion. Number 20, and he's down the field for a first down. Nice tackle there by...
That was Charlie Hepful on the carry. And, of course, we have this swell wall right here, so we could not see who made the tackle.
I didn't... I still got my eyes on the guy if he turns. 20, number 20. Carter Cawley. Carter Cawley with a nice tackle there downfield. First down, Clarion. Ferguson back in the shotgun. Pressure coming in from the side. Nice pass over the middle. And that's complete to number 22.
Ethan Rex.
Ethan Rex. Looks to be like a tight end type. Larger fellow. Touchdown, Clarion.
Looks like they're going to get some production out of him over the years, only being a 5'8 sophomore.
That might be the new favorite target, although Ferguson won't be here much longer. They'll probably retool when the next guy comes up. That's three touchdown passes so far for Ferguson, and Clarion leads 20-0.
Huckert back in, try the extra point, and that is up and through.
Okay, your score now. With 10:30 to go in the first half, the score is Clarion 21, Bradford 0. This is Bradford Isles football on WSB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Clarion. James Patrick along with Noah Christian here for Bradford Owls football on a beautiful Friday night. Clarion is about to kick off here with 10:30 to go in the second quarter. Owls trailing 21-0. Kohler's back deep to receive the kick.
And Uckert's been putting a boot on that ball all evening.
I'll tell you, he's got the strong leg. The extra points are going about 50 yards. The kick is up. Kohler's going to field this one at about the 5. Head of steam. Here comes Logan Kohler. And he meets up with the scrum at...
about the 25, I believe, James.
Yep, looks like the 25-yard line. So your Owls are going to take over. First and 10 at the 25.
Tripped up by Briggs, Beckman.
Here comes Alio. Looks like he's going to split out all the way to our side on the left.
Looks like we have Langdon in the backfield. Talon with the play call.
Nice, quick screen pass out to Kohler.
Kohler, it's a move.
And
touchdown saving tackle there by, what number is that there, James? 13?
Oh, I'm trying. 22.
Yep, Ethan Rex.
Ethan Rex. So it looks like they got him out at the 44-yard line. It's on the far sideline, folks, but he was moving like an antelope.
I was going to say, he made one, two miss, and then he looked like he was off to the races.
Nice gain there for your Owls. First and 10 at the 44-yard line of Clarion. Reese back in the shotgun, man in motion. Langdon throws it. Oh.
Quick pass in and out of the hands.
Another quick pass to Kohler. Oh, yeah. And our second quarter, Toji's touchdown sweepstakes candidate is Paul Sura. If the Owls score, Paul will get a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And if they fail to score, he'll get a lunch special from Toji's Substation. Thank you, Toji's.
Talon back in shotgun again. Quick pass out to 13.
Nice pass.
Nick DeGolier with a nice little about 4 or 5 yard pickup there.
Driven out of bounds.
Bumped out of bounds by Allison.
You know, the Owls, they're playing well.
No, they are. Like, this offense is working quite well. Just, unfortunately, you know, we're between clock management, you know, moving down the field, we got to stop that big ball.
Yep. Yep. You know, and they can learn stuff tonight to take to the rest of the season. You know, we're just at the halfway point here. Talon gets it off. Nice catch.
By Thompson.
And Thompson is still going.
He made a move.
Nice.
Nice job, Thompson.
Nice run by Thompson down to the 14-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls at the 14. Pressure was coming in on Talon that time, and he got rid of it.
Nice. Tell you what, that right across the quick slant and the quick out tonight seems to be working for us.
We certainly got a nice advantage on time of possession.
That's for sure.
Those clarion drives are about one or two plays. Reese back again. Logan Kohler in motion. Reese, nice throw.
Oh.
And it looks like Elio had slipped. Elio had slipped and was regaining his balance, and the ball hit the ground. So it's going to be second down and 10 for your Owls.
Jackson on the coverage.
Tell you what, those horses up front for Bradford are doing a great job giving Talon enough time this evening.
Yep.
Reese with the play call. Coming in. Letting everybody know what they got to do. Collie in motion to the right.
Yep, Collie in motion. Elio flanked out to the left.
The goalier looks to be in the backfield. Taking a little extra time here. Now the goalier goes in motion.
There's a snap. Reese, quick release.
Nice catch.
Nice catch by Elio.
Pass complete to Elio, brought down by Sawicki.
Sorry, folks. I would say the, looks like the 12.
We'll bring up a third and four.
No, it's third down and four, folks. Down at the 10-yard line.
Looks like we got a timeout, Bradford.
Timeout, Central Clarion.
Central Clarion
right.
Timeout.
You have your 50-50 ticket.
And with that, we'll take a timeout as well. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, everyone, to Owls football here on WESB down here at Central Clarion, Clarion Limestone, and North Clarion. Bradford Owls out of the timeout. Looks to be we need about 5 yards to get a first down. Third and four. Is that the nine, James?
They're at the 9-yard line. We got that figured out. Took a while. We need to get to the five, so four yards to go. Third and four for your Owls down here deep in Clarion territory. Reese back in the shotgun.
Snap
is back. Throw is out there, and it's caught. And
touchdown,
it is a touchdown,
Owls.
Very nice. Caught by...
looks to be number 13.
The goalier. DeGolier with a touchdown catch. Nice pass by Reese on the back shoulder, and the Owls are on the board. It's 21-6.
And with that, your Toji sweepstake winner is who, James?
That would be Paul Sura. Congratulations, Paul. You win a value-packed meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. The extra point is up, and...
oh, we got some laundry on the field.
The extra point's no good, but there is a flag on the play. Where's the white hat? Okay, there he is. Nice drive by the Owls. Just picking away. Couple nice gains. Real nice touchdown pass there.
That's what they've been doing most of the night, James. So, after, you know, obviously, we need all the points on the board that we can get, but that's just nice confidence building for these guys to go down the field, march down the field, and make that score.
I got a plan. You ready?
I'm ready.
10 guys up at the line, and one guy way back protecting against number 17 down the field.
I don't know if Coach Puglia will go for that one, but we'll see what happens here in the upcoming quarter.
I know he won't, but that kid's big, fast, and the passes are right there to him.
Well, the penalty, I couldn't tell what he was flagging, but it's definitely against Cleary, and I think we're going to have another shot at this.
The Owls may...
flag will be against Central Clarion.
The Owls may change their mind and go for two, given half the distance. It's going to be at the 1.5-yard line. It looks like a regular offense is coming on. Here comes Reese. The Owls are going to line up for two, ladies and gentlemen. The score is 21-6, 8:28 to go in the first half.
Let's hear your call.
Fallon taking his time with the play call.
Well, I'll tell you, I wish we had a play clock.
That would definitely be nice.
So Talon's back there. Looks like DeGoyer's in the backfield with him.
Got Alio to the left.
Yep. Another long count for Talon. Back in his shotgun.
DeGoyer in motion. Quick pass. Out to... Look to be Havlin. Looks like he just came up a little short, tackled at the goal line.
Yep. Havlin, he stopped short of the end zone.
I'll tell you, yeah. So that was a nice little play. He didn't get there, but so your score with 8:28 to go in the first half is 21-6. Central Clarion leads.
We got Central Clarion.
This is Bradford Owls football on WSBB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Clarion. James Patrick along with Noe Christian. The Owls had a real nice drive there, and they're going to kick off as they just scored. The two-point conversion attempt failed. They're trailed 21-6. But this will be our first Owls kickoff of the evening.
Keyshore definitely has a leg on him tonight, James. So let's see if he can match Tuckert's.
Get back there to the goal line.
Oops, squibs it off to the left side, but I believe it was touched there, so they got to handle this now.
And number 11 comes up with it, and he is met
by Kohler and Havlin and hit hard
at the 35-yard line, it looks like. So Clarion's going to start their offense at their own 35, first and 10.
First and 10, Central Clarion.
Very, you know, the Owls have driven them, but they haven't had a three and out yet. Okay, they've had a couple first downs each time, and that last, you know, there was probably five first downs on that scoring drive. So they've really done well. Just can't defend this long pass right now.
Looks like they're switching up some defense here. We got Colton Miller out here covering. It looks to be, I can't see a number on that now. Got Jordan Thompson back deep at safety. Tommy Langdon's coming in the rush.
Hand off. Here comes number two for Clarion, and he breaks a tackle, and he's still going. And Talon Reese. Somebody hustled down. Number 10.
Once again, nice job by the Wildcat.
That'd have been Colton Miller, the sophomore, coming in to make the tackle.
Okay, way downfield. Long gain down to the 10-yard line. Maybe looks like the 15-yard line. Several broken tackles there. And
looks like a pickup of 50 on that run by Harrison.
Good hustle by the Owls.
Ferguson in shotgun with Harrison right beside him to his right.
And there's a pass into the end zone. Touchdown, Clarion.
Ferguson to Cohen Kemmer.
It's a very high-powered offense. We don't have an answer for that right now. Let's get back on offense and get a touchdown. That makes the score 27-6.
Was that Buford again?
No. That was 83, I think.
Kaysen Keel with a touchdown.
And the extra point is up and good. That brings our score to Central Clarion 28, Bradford Owls 6. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Owls football here on WESB at Central Clarion. lines up for the kickoff. Kohler deep with Thompson, and it looks to be Keyshore back there as well. Kick is up, a little short, right about the 2-yard line. Here comes Kohler. Kohler to the 10, 15, makes a man miss, just short of the 20, and he is tackled by a pile of Wildcats.
He wasn't really able to get up to his full speed there. They're out to the 22-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 for the Bradford Owls at the 22-yard line. Let's see if the Owls can put together a nice little drive.
I tell you what, if they keep chipping away like they did on the last drive, they should have no problem.
Yep.
Switching up some personnel again, seeing some new faces out there.
7:36 to go in the first half. 28-6, Clarion. We're losing weight. I have a bunch to lose, so that's Reese back in the shotgun. And pressure on Reese. He gets away,
up.
And he's going to run it. Oh, and there's a block in the back. Right in front of the ref. Nice gain by Reese, but there was a block in the back right in front of the ref, so that'll take the Owls back.
As the referee steps this one back 5.
They're going to mark it. That's 10 from the spot. So 18-yard line.
That's a tough one to see here, James. So
looks like the chain's not even helping us out over there. First down and 16, the announcer's telling us. Reese back in shotgun. So the Owls penalized for a block in the back. Reese back in shotgun. He's got the ball. Faked handoff. Dump out. Real nice. Carter Cauley.
Quick pass to Alio.
Oh. All right.
Enzo. Enzo's kind of having himself a game today.
Alio.
Pass complete to Alio.
Gain.
Locked down by.
Gain of 5.
Sawicki and Braylon.
Looks like about, 4 yards. Second down and 12.
Short pickup on the play. I think it's second and 12.
Reese getting everybody squared away here. Ready to come at him. Second and 12 from the shotgun. There's a snap. Reese drops back, steps up. Making for deep ball for Alio. Just a couple steps in front of him. But he had the defender, though, for sure.
Yes, Alio had beaten his defender and was open. Going to bring third down and 3rd and 12 for your Owls. Reese going over to the sideline to get to play.
Looks like we're bringing in Keyshore here, switching out Keyshore for Alio.
Third down and 12. Reese back in the shotgun, long count.
Oop, looks like they're trying to get a playoff here. Short time. Another long ball. Oh, looks like there were some hands there.
Boy, a whole lot of hand checking going on there by number 4.
That was definitely a catchable ball. And right there. Uh-oh, we got a flag on the other side, though.
This was intended for Caden Kicker.
Keyshore. But we do, James, have a ref coming in from the left sideline. He's the one that threw the laundry. Seeing what this is going to happen here. And I know last week we were able to have the refs mic'd up for the first time in a long time. I am not hearing that down here.
Sideline
warning.
Warning against Bradford.
Against Bradford. Sideline warning. And I recall those days when they first came up with the 3 yards off the sideline. It's a challenge sometimes to keep back the coaches and the players. Sideline warning on Bradford, so the next time it'll cost them 15. So it's 4th down and 12. The Owls in punt formation. And it's
Thompson's punt is picked up and taken into the end zone.
It was blocked and taken, picked up and taken right into the end zone by Clarion.
Charlie Hetfield picks up another score on the blocked punt.
I I didn't think he was back very far in a punt formation that time. It did. It looked like didn't look like he was back very far. But Central Clarion lining up for the extra point. The current score is now 34-6. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Oh, and we got some whistles on the field. The kick was up and good that they attempted. But let's see what they have to say on the field. A little bit extra long here with the deliberation.
He didn't tell us anything.
No, that was...
Oh, boy. They do that to me in basketball sometimes.
Well, looks like they moved back a little bit. Now we're going to attempt her again.
I think it's in the same spot. I think it's in the same spot, but it's right down the middle, ladies and gentlemen. That brings the score to 35-6. Central Clarion leads with 6.5 to go in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WQ98CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Owls Football here at Central Clarion with your score 35-6 with 6.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. All right.
Looks like Kohler's going to line up deep for the Owls to receive the kickoff. Everything for Clarion has happened very fast. They have not had really a drive, you know, with first downs and so on. It's all big plays, but it's a lot of big plays, and they count too. So,
Uckert with the kick. Kick is up. This one looks a little short. Takes it about the 4. Still about the same good kick. Wedges form. Here comes Kohler bowling ahead. Where do you think that is, James? About the 20? I can't see it.
That looks like the... looks like the 22. We're going to go with the 22. The Owls will take over there. First and 10, 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Sorry, in the first half.
I wasn't even listening. Nobody's listening.
All right, Talon in shotgun. Stepping back. Got trips to the left, two to the right. Heads back up to the line. Looks like he wants to, didn't see something he liked. He wants to change the play. Snap is off. Good snap. Short pass to Thompson. Thompson bowling ahead. 3 defenders. Gets about 5 on the pickup.
Nice little short pass. Good catch. Good drive with the ball by Thompson.
Love it on the stop.
Looks like a 4-yard gain.
For the 50-50 tonight, Jason Andre. $390.
Al's getting set here. Talon moving his guys to the left out a little wider. Got Alio, and it looks like Keyshore.
Second down and 6. He's back to pass.
Rushed. Gets it off to Langdon, though. Langdon lots open field. Makes a guy miss, and...
It's a... Little gain, maybe a 1-yard gain. Langdon was a safety valve there, and Reese felt the pressure and got it out to Langdon. Looks like a 1-yard gain. It's going to bring down 3rd and 6.
One airborne over the press box on here. I'm not sure who threw it, but pretty nice throw.
All right, folks, here we go.
5 minutes, approaching 5 minutes here in the first half. Your score's 35-6. Central Clarion leads. Talon Reese back in shotgun. And the snap is back. He's got a little time, and now that closes up. And,
ooh. Yeah, there's a little laundry in the field. Looks like Talon got caught with a face mask right there at the end.
Yeah, he got hit in the head or a face mask, one or the other.
Whoever was over here on this right side, I want to say it was 50. Face mask. Probably yep. Abers. Was he trying to hang with that block. He was giving everything he had.
Yep. So they got him high and low. The high guy got him in the face mask, so it's going to be first down for your Owls after the 15-yard walk-off. That's going to bring the ball out to the 41-yard line. First and 10 for your Owls.
At the 41, good enough for a Bradford first down.
In the middle of the field here, we can figure out what line they're on anyways.
I was going to say, we can see a little better here now at this end of the field.
So, let's see if the Owls can put together something here that, you know, there's the first down. Reese back in shotgun once again. Looks like all five guys are split out.
Looks like we got Kohler in motion. Coming to the left side. Quick snap. Abers with a great block again. Quick pass over the middle to DeGolier, I believe.
Yeah, it is DeGolier, and that's a one-yard gain. You know, the same quick pass that it was better defended. But it's a positive play, and it's second down and 9.
Talon back up to the line of scrimmage. Directing the troops where they got to go. Trips to the left.
Looks like they might blitz.
Snap is off. They are bringing the house on this one. Quick pass over here to
Colley.
Alio.
I keep confusing Alio and Colley. So that's Alio once again. Nice little catch and a little game. Now it's going to bring up third and.
Looks to be really third and short here. Like third and 2, third and 1?
No, it's 4.5, my friend.
Well, I don't think that spot was quite where it needed to be, but I guess that's why they're down there and we're up here.
Yeah. It looked like it might have been a little further. Just now, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Third down and 4. Reese back in the shotgun.
Good snap. Snaps off. Quick pass throw to Thompson. And might be a little short, but he spun right there at the end. Let's see where they spot this ball.
They are going to spot it short, but it's going to be fourth down and less than 1. Right at midfield. Right at midfield, so I'm sure your Owls will be going for it. I don't know that they can rush it, though. This line is very big and athletic they're going up against. So,
with the Owls holding, like getting Talon plenty of time on most plays.
Yep. I just, once again, get one of those quick dump passes to an open guy for a yard. So Reese is back, fourth down and 1, 35-6. Clarion leads.
Looks like they're going with a little wing option here. Fake pet. Just over the tips of Alio there.
Pass a little bit too far for Alio. So they faked the run there in the backfield and then threw it out to Alio, who was had a little separation from his defender.
He did. He had plenty of room, unfortunately, the wrong place. So Clarion will take over at the 50-yard line with 3:08 left to go here in the second quarter. Now, this is the time where defense needs to come up with a big, big stop here.
Yeah, let's create a turnover here.
A little havoc up front, make, Ferguson rush the ball a little bit, put it in the hands of one of our speedsters.
Everybody on the ball, Ferguson back in the shotgun. Right at midfield, first and 10. Ferguson's got it, no pressure.
Oh, tip drill.
Whoa.
And at the end, Talon almost coming up with the interception after a touch. 2 Owls and 1 Clarion.
Yep. That was crazy. Beautiful pass over the middle, but number 54 for the Owls.
That'd been Evan Whitmore.
Evan Whitmore gets his hands on it, and then the receiver got his hands on it, and then Reese almost got it. So that's how much zip was on this ball.
It
kept going down the field.
Ferguson has got a strong arm. That ball went about 20 yards, not like on a rope. It was a rail that he threw.
Yep.
So second and 10. Clarion back up to the line. Snaps off. Ferguson drops back, looking for the deep ball again. Wide open, 81 here, and he drops it.
81's wide open. Drops the ball, brings up third and long. Third and 10. Come on, Owls, let's go. Third and 10, midfield.
Ferguson getting the call play in from coach. Looks like we're switching some personnel out here. Looks like Keyshore's coming in here to sub out. Or no, we're just switching sides. Talon's headed to the other side. Keyshore to this side. Looks like we put five in the box here. Ferguson with that quick pitch ahead again. Keyshore stops him with a little tackle. Oh.
Yeah, he almost got a first.
So about a 10-yard pickup here for Clarion.
They're going to give him 9.5. There was a couple linemen pulling out there in front of him. It was a freight train coming around that corner.
Al's did a nice job, though.
Looks like it's fourth short.
Fourth down, half a yard.
And straight ahead goes Ferguson. And Ferguson, the old tush push gets him the first down.
Yes, the tush push.
Good enough for a Wildcat first down.
Gained a couple yards there. Looks like they're going to be at the 38-yard line. Is somebody down?
Slow to get up, I believe.
Slow to get up for the Owls. A tush push is a very... It takes a lot out of you on both sides. 2:22 to go in the first half. Two guys in motion at the same time.
Fake.
Okay,
we got some laundry on the field. There was a lot happening right there, James. What did you see?
Well, there was two men in motion at the same time. Quarterback just spiked the ball. I'm not going to criticize, but there was a whistle and there shouldn't have been. They actually can make... You know, the play, and then it comes back. It's not an automatic dead ball.
Either way.
But, yes.
Owls get a 5-yard bonus here, and we're lining up for a first and 15.
They do. First and 15. Ferguson back. He's standing on the midfield stripe, but they're at the 44.
Looking right. Good protection. Oh, we got one loose.
Good protection.
Wide open.
Did he catch? My goodness.
They are calling it a catch over on the sideline.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a very athletic play.
That was a one-handed catch. That was a Sunday one-handed catch. Holy cow. So, looks like it's going to be a gain in, 14. Now they're calling it incomplete.
All right.
Just out of bounds on the play.
Okay, he caught it out of bounds.
I was going to say, the side judge looked like he was signaling it was a catch.
He caught it, so they worked together. Two officials there worked together. One was on the catch and one would be on the line, and they called him out of bounds.
All right, we got 2 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Second and 15, Ferguson is shotgun. Looks like Hexham out to his right, dropping back, rolling out to the right. Coming to the ball, 81 there with the catch. Couple Owls. Just missed. And 9 coming up with the tackle, which is Matt DeCasper getting in on the action.
DeCasper, nice tackle there. Good hustle. Wide open receiver running down the field.
Open field tackles are always tough, too.
Yep. And that's
keeps that clock. Why does the clock stop? I guess it's moving now.
It stops until we set the chains. Ferguson back.
Ooh.
Owls with a little pressure. Well, it was a screen. They intended that. Number 2 is off and running for Clarion.
Screen pass to Harrison.
He is down to the...
I was going to say, Blake Callahan, he ended up on the turf. They're really, really quick at the end of their... Right when he just broke through the play, that might be a block in the back there.
Okay. I didn't see that. I was watching the screen pass. It was well done, but it looks like they might have used a little extra. And their team is moving back. Holding.
Could have been
offense.
He spun down because of that. But either way, Blake typically doesn't hit the deck like that, but he was flat out.
Yep. So they're bringing it from the spot of the foul. It looks like it's going to be pretty much 10 yards. 10 to go. The clock's running with 1:28 to go. First down and 9.
Ferguson drops back to pass. Got a little pressure here. Wide open in the corner of the end zone is number 81. That is Colton Andrews.
And that's going to bring your score to 41.
Shout out to that offensive line for done a great job tonight.
41-6.
Carrier, Alston, Highland, Bragan, and Carr.
I'll tell you, this kid throws a great ball, and his receivers are open. And
They are a very quick team athletically. Like, their offense gets set, and they are ready to play football.
Yep, here comes the extra point. It's
up here with the kick, and it is good.
That brings your score to 42-6. Central Clarion leads. We're going to take a short break here. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Looks like Central Clarion is about to kick off here. 1:16 to go in the first half. Your Owls trail 42-6. Logan Kohler back deep. You know, you're out. The Owls have, it's crazy. They've played an okay game. And
no, the score does definitely not
reflect.
The
score doesn't reflect it.
All right, I think this kick might be going out of bounds, so again, another little bonus for the Bradford Owls.
It did go out of bounds. It'll come out to the 35-yard line. And that might be a Sunday thing.
Bradford will take it over the first and 10 from their own 35.
You think I'd remember. It's the 35-yard line, yes. So the Owls with a chance here with 1:16. They've got one timeout. Or no. Well, it shows two timeouts, but I think they've only got one.
I was going to say, I think they burnt one in the early the first
Both
quarter
of them
and then early in the first second quarter. All right. So either way, Owls ready to start this drive, puts points on the board. Talon back in shotgun, trips to the left. Back up to the line. Looks like he doesn't like something. Snap is off, and here we go. Back to pass. Got some time. Steps up. Oh, and he is met.
Reese brought down in the back
by number
Parker.
54.
Talon.
Close in as well.
Talon's slow to get up, but he is getting up.
And you hate to see that, too.
Yep,
you know.
Yep. He turned, and there was a guy right in his face. We saw him coming around this end. There was just no time. And it looks like your Owls have taken a timeout.
And with that, we will take a timeout as well. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Clarion. James Patrick along with Noah Christian. The Owls have the ball with second down and 17 with 1:03 to go here in the first half.
And now it looks like Clarion's taking a timeout.
So it looks like both teams have taken a timeout.
I'm not sure about the game plan there. Obviously, Bradford might have just wanted to give Talon an extra few minutes there after taking that hit. Other than that,
we're going to stick around for this one, folks. Back-to-back timeouts. So know that, you know, it hasn't been a bad performance. The Owls have...
No, their offense is clicking very well. And even on defense, yep, the Owls are looking okay. It's just that speed of Buford is tough to compete with.
Yep.
And Ferguson, he might throw the best ball I've seen out of any high school player here in the last few years.
Certainly. I don't know what his future plans are. But he's big, strong, and can throw. We haven't seen him run tonight.
But he's known to run for at least 100 a game, throwing for 200.
That probably is because of pressure, which we haven't gotten on him. So he hasn't had to break it down and run with it. we've been able to get really no pressure on him. A few plays, but here come your Owls.
Looks like Luke Wallace in the backfield here for quarterback, switching it up, giving Reese a little bit of a breather.
I hope he's okay.
Luke, the freshman, takes a snap, hands it off. Looks like up the middle, Haviland with maybe a yard or two gain on that one. Bradford looks to be just running some clock off here.
And there's a timeout clearing.
By Langdon. Initial contact by Hyman.
I don't know what I'm looking at for timeouts there on that scoreboard, but anyways.
And with that, we will send it back to studio. This is Bradford House Football on WESB.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Long's back in there, third and 18. He's back in the shotgun.
Looks like he's got Langdon off to his right.
Fake handoff.
Good block, though. Good pickup. Ooh, nice little Langdon with a little bit of room. Makes a man miss.
Okay,
straight
nice.
Pass to Langdon.
Nice little gain, and I don't think, I'm going to say that Clarion does not have a timeout.
Either way, James, I think this might be the slowest clock I've ever seen. So we got 4th and 17 coming up here.
And the Owls can take it down close. It's 30 seconds right now. Let's just say they could run it down to about 10 seconds. Unfortunately, that's going to give Clarion one more play.
Right.
And we've seen what one play can do.
Unfortunately, Clarion right now is kind of like the Chiefs. You give them 17 seconds, and they're going to take the ball down and score.
Oh, boy. A lot of unhappy people with you right now.
And Bradford calls a timeout.
Bradford had a timeout left. Okay. So we're 9 seconds left. The Owls are going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Once again, we were talking about how the Owls have got stuff to grow on here. I hope their heads are held high. They can move on to the second half of the season. They have not had a three and out. Although this might be their first right here at the end of the half.
I tell you what, though, too, once we get time to break it down for the stats at half, like we've had a good ball game that statistically it is a good ball game. Positive yards on the runs,
yep.
Positive yards on the passing, lots of completions down here this evening, and the kids are playing well. You can see they're playing with heart. Obviously, they still think they want to be in this game.
Yep. Looks like Buford is going back for the punt return.
Looks like Thompson back deep for the punt.
See, now he's back there this time. Last time he didn't seem like he was back very far. I'm sure they'll bring pressure. They got to the last one.
All right, Colton Miller coming in late here. Looks like he's going to be a little bit more protection for Thompson.
Here comes someone else late.
Looks like Alio back in, or DeGoyer in for a little bit more protection here. Looks like they're getting some speedsters to the outside. Too deep for Clarion now. Snap is back, punt is up, and blocked again. And this one's going to go in easily for a touchdown. And that's Ethan Rex with another score.
I'll tell you this. He caught the ball, and he took one step, and he kicked it. The guy was there that fast.
That is crazy. And they brought in more protection.
Yes. He took one step. He did not dilly-dally, and the guy was there to block it.
No, honestly, that was a well-drawn-up punt. Just, unfortunately, goes to the Central Clarion side.
Touchdown Clarion. That's going to bring the score to 48-6 with 2 seconds left in the first half. And this is an untimed extra point, so we will have a kickoff to follow. Their extra point is good. That brings the score to 49-6. Clarion leads. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Maybe not so much a score, but let's get a good return here. You know, guys up front, let's get some pancakes going on and go into the half with their heads held high, get some breath, reevaluate, come back out, play some good football.
Yep. And we're going to have a little bit of an extended halftime tonight as it is homecoming here at Clarion, Central Clarion, at the campus of Clarion Limestone tonight.
Uckert with a big kick. Kohler, and Kohler's going to just let it go right into the end zone.
And we have a touchback.
So we will have one play from scrimmage here from your Owls, barring a penalty. Do they have the 80-yard play, you think?
Being high school football, yes, they do. Being tonight... Hopefully, we just have a good solid play.
You know, there's been some guys open on the long passes, so, you know, maybe somebody beats their man. Here we go.
Owls look like they're just lined up in a little. They're going to take a knee here.
They are going to take a knee, and that's going to bring us to the half. So your score tonight from Clarion Limestone campus is the Central Clarion Wildcats 49 and the Bradford Owls 6. We will be back with your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harman stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
James Patrick alongside Noah Christian. Where your Owls trail at the half to Central Clarion, 49-6. We're going to have the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show. Kind of a crazy game. Your Owls have actually played pretty well, and you know, the score is what it is. So what do you got for some stats there, Noah?
Tell you what, statistically, offensive-wise, we look pretty good. You know, Talon right now is 16 for 20. He is completing his passes. Tommy Langdon's hauled in some passes, and he's got about 14 yards. Brody Haviland's got about, you know, the same amount, 15 yards, all catch, or a little bit of run and catch there. Enzo Alio's got 14 yards, which is, again, the same way. Carter Colley's chipping in this evening. He's got about 12 yards. Jordy Thompson, though, right now is kind of being the workhorse. He's been targeted about 10 times for about 48 yards, which, of course, doesn't sound like a lot, but like those few, you know, times of scoring drive and things like that, they march down the field, you know. Kohler's got about 25 yards tonight in his catches. And the goalier this evening, he's got about 15 yards and the touchdown with 8:28 left to go in the second quarter. Defensively, we're... It's crazy to say, James, we haven't really spent much time on defense, but right now, Jordy with three tackles, Whitmore with three tackles, Carter Crawley's got two, Kohler two, Haviland's got one, Miller, or the sophomores, and Colton Miller has chipped in with one, and Matt DeCastro right there had that pretty good lick there at the end of the quarter.
He did. You know? That was a very nice. That's a contender for our Love Toyota Collision of the Game. We'll get to that a little bit later on tonight. So, it's crazy. They haven't played that bad. They really haven't. I commend the coaching staff and the kids for staying in this. I hope they can, you know, 0-0 score. Let's. The Owls had a start to the game with three. Clarion. Yes, boom.
Pass to start the game. That's kind of like a dagger right out of the gate. You know, it's tough to be like, oof.
Well, your Owls fight back after that and get three or four or five first downs. End up punting again and then another long one.
The trouble on specials tonight has not helped either, which they're switching it up this evening, which for the most part, like we said, that last block punt, you know, everything looked good. They brought in extra protection.
Yep.
Just, man, they brought the house and they only had two deep. If we got the ball off, we were in good shape. We just couldn't get the ball off.
Yep, so. Is Jason May.
As we sit here watching the halftime festivities down here at Clarion, we hope to come out of the locker room a little bit more fire, you know, maybe switch up the play calling a little bit and see what we can do.
Yeah, yep. I hope they're able to keep the kids, you know, involved. It's hard to stay involved when you're down by 43 points at the half, but build stuff for next week. Next week, take the field. And go get a W.
Which, the way this part of this schedule, portion of this schedule works, I believe we have Punxsutawney next week, who, again, they have felt the wrath of Clarion, but they are also a very good football team as well.
They are. I would expect this Clarion team to go, you know, certainly through District 9 with no problem, and then into the state playoffs. And it's always fun teams as they go into the state playoffs. So we're going to take a break from the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Bradford Owls Football on WSB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Central Clarion, Clarion Limestone High School for homecoming night. The band's currently performing. It's a very good band, by the way.
Quite the sized band.
Large band, just like the large football team. And so your score at halftime is 49-6. And I'd like to thank you for sticking with us here tonight on WSB Sports. Appreciate everybody tuning in. A little shout-out to my neighbors who came back from Colorado today, Pete and Pam. Welcome back. So, you know, the Owls come out here in the second half. The coaching staff has to, you know, keep the boys in it. It's hard.
Well, the thing about the second half is we're going to be working with the rolling clock. Like, it's going to be a nonstop clock.
Yep.
And obviously at this point, like, you don't want to say it's over because it's not over till it's over. But, like, I think we're going to start to see some of the underclassmen, some of the second teamers,
yep,
definitely getting a little bit more reps, you know, get a little time to shine, hopefully, and, you know, make some plays on the field.
Yeah, and all those, you know, the JVs have been successful over the years. The junior high kids have been successful over the years.
And speaking of which, a shout-out to Mr. Gao. His junior high team got a win yesterday over Kane. You know, it was three scores. I think they scored with 2 seconds into the game.
Yeah.
They ended up scoring.
So I live near the stadium, and they did the national anthem, and it was, I'm like, they just did the anthem. they scored rather quickly.
So shout-out to the Fretz Owls, and good job on the win yesterday. And continue the good work, and we'll see you here hopefully in a year or two.
Yeah, yep.
I tell you what, though, in the second half, depending on the moves that Clarion decides to make, I can't say that they won't pull their guys out at this point in the game, but if they don't, we got to get Ferguson, Rex, and Buford on a wrap, like maybe double coverage, you know, Buford, you know, like
something.
Put another guy up front on Rex, you know, and let's get in the face of Ferguson and see if we can't stop him.
Yeah, he's got 5 touchdown passes, and they have 2 block punts for touchdowns. The 5 touchdown passes, for the most part, really not even contested.
No, like that Buford kid, he runs.
Yeah.
Like, lights out. He's lightning. It's quick. Like,
yep,
he's at the line of scrimmage, and the next thing you know, he's 20 yards down the field.
And he has size even. Also,
right. Tell you what, there is a packed house. This is kind of like back in the day when they used to let everybody go around the track at Parkway Field. It is both sides, wall to wall for homecoming here.
Yep. Very nice to see. Good community turnout. So we're going to take one more break here at the during the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle.
Participants include these local area businesses:
W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back down here to Central Clarion for Bradford Owls football versus Central Clarion. Before I throw it back to James here, I'm going to give you some scores at a glance. At halftime, Brockway 14, Kane 7. Dubois 13, Brookville 7. Smithport 25 over Bucktail. Smithport hoping to get their first win. Clearfield and Huntington all tied away at 0. Cowdersport and Ridgeway in Johnsonburg all tied up at 0. Kerwinsville and Claysburg Kimmel all tied up at 0. Punxsutawney and Carn City. Carn City 14, Punxsutawney 13. That's a great game going on down there.
Yes, it is.
St. Mary's, Manitou, no score yet. Port Allegheny over AC Valley 35-6. James, what do you think's got to happen here now?
Well, you know, the kids didn't put their heads down that whole first half. So I really look for them to come out with a spirited performance here in the second half. And as you said, work in some younger guys, get some guys some time. We came through there.
Hey,
we
have a beautiful young little girl here who has
nobody was
lost from her parents. She has an orange jumpsuit on.
That's okay, we have a lost child here at the stadium. That's not good.
And it looks very, very young as well. But anyways, back out to the field. If you're okay. We're lucky enough now that we're very close to the Central Clarion Limestone or Clarion sidelines here. They have got some horses, James. Size are anywhere close to what they are right now. But they are some big, big, fast kids.
So they have not only given Ferguson all kinds of time, they have gotten pressure on Talon as well. However, you know, Talon's, 13 of 16?
16 out of 20.
16 out of 20. So, you know, the big uglies up front, as John Madden used to call them, the big uglies are up there doing their job. We're going to get shout-outs for some of these linemen here in the second half, working their butts off against these guys that look to be twice their size.
No, and with this heat, you hope these players, like, in this weather, don't start to cramp up and things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just in here in the booth, Jim. You've lost 20 pounds, and I only have 20 pounds to give up. So,
yep.
Even though the radio does add 15.
I'm getting ready for wrestling season.
Right back to fighting weight.
So, looks like we're about to get underway here. Central Clarion will be getting the ball as they deferred after winning the toss in the first half. I want to shout out to Nick back in the studio and Igor for the opportunity. I always forget to acknowledge them at the end of the game, which I should. So thank you guys back in the studio for putting this broadcast and making it all possible. Shout out to all our sponsors. I don't know all of them.
Well, I believe we got Miss Obermeyer. We got C.J. Wallace Engineering. Obviously, we got Toji's. And we got to get a third quarter sweepstakes contestant, don't we?
We do. And we got Jason out at the Model T. Love the Model T. Let me find my third quarter contestant. Boy, I'll tell you. So, Cody Blair will be our third quarter Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestant. If the Owls score, Cody will receive a value-packed meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If there is no score, she will receive a lunch special from Toji's Substation. So thank you very much from the folks at Toji's.
All right, the Owls line. Oh, ball off the tee. Key Short comes back out to reset it.
There's sure no wind here tonight.
No. Not
a iota.
No. So the Owls will be going left to right on your radio. Key Short back with the kick. Just a little bit of a squid up the middle, up to the up man. It looks to be number two, Rex, again with the carry. And, man, that kid is off to the races. Keyshore, one more man to beat. And 51 with the tackle, the touchdown-saving tackle by
McCormick.
Malachi McCormick with the big tackle. For a big guy, he got downfield quick.
That was a lot of hustle by Malachi McCormick. Good job, kid. Number two was off to the races. Weaving in and out, breaking tackles all the way down to the 10-yard line. So it's, I don't know if it's first and goal. They might be at the 11, and they could still get a first down.
Well, it doesn't look like Clarion has switched up their staff yet. Looks like he's got Harrison beside him out to his right. Alice, quick pitch up to the, or shovel pass up to 11. Which is Brady Guss.
Yeah. He's taken down at around the 1-yard line, it looks like. And I second down. He's at the 2-yard line. They can get a first down at the 1.
Being at that far corner, James, could you see who made the tackle on that one?
I did not. It was shielded. It's as far as they can get from us. And there's another pitch.
Little trickery up the middle.
And it's a touchdown. It didn't seem like it, but with the drive of the offensive line, the whole line moved a few yards downfield. It looked like we were in there for a tackle, but...
And that would be... Looked like... Was that 11? Brady Goose again?
It was. Minutes left. They used up 1 minute. It's 55-6, Claren.
Uckert in for the kick. Kick is up, and I tell you what, that kid has got a big toe. Big, big toe. That ball does. Is sailing.
It is. So it's 56-6 here at Central Claren.
Again, to remind our listeners at home, we are in the continuous clock now, being into the second half. Let's see if Bradford can try to squeeze some more points onto the board. It does look like the Owls have switched up some of their personnel, getting some of the younger guys and JV guys in there to get some reps.
And that will be very nice for them on their future career. Who do you think we got right now leading for a Model T MVP of the game?
I tell you what, it's a close race now between the Goyer with the touchdown and Jordy Thompson carrying a lot of the load this evening. Like, he's got quite a few touches and just keeps chipping and chipping away. We'll have to see how this second half plays out and go from there.
Yeah, I'd like to throw Elio in there too. He's had a great game himself. So Central Clarion set to kick off.
Looks like we have Colton Miller back deep now to receive this kick.
We got a bunch of clean uniforms in there, ladies and gentlemen, so a lot of backups.
Eckert with the kick.
Get some
Miller
time
goes
for
back.
Your Owls. Into the end zone for a touchback. So your Owls will take over at the 20-yard line. And it does not look like Talon coming out. But he won't turn. Number one.
That'd be Lucas Wallace, the freshman getting some time this evening.
Okay, a freshman, Lucas Wallace. Quality time with a varsity squad.
We got Evan Soto wide out here. We got Colton Miller wide out here. I can't tell who's in the back.
Now, Lucas Wallace is a little speedy. He's a little guy. So here comes Lucas Wallace with the offense. In the shotgun, pitch out to 31.
That'd be Keenan Miller getting a touch there, getting about 5-7 yards on that touch.
Nice gain by Miller. And he mark him a little bit less than that. Looks like it's going to be, we'll call it 5 yards, second down and 5.
Let's see if these young guys can put the ball in the end zone.
Keenan Miller, a freshman also. Got to be a thrill for these guys to get in here and tear it up with the big guys.
Snaps back to Wallace. Wallace looks over the defense, takes off to his left a little bit. He's got room, ball downfield, and that's caught by... And we got a flag at the end of the play. It looked to be 18, so that's Braylon Austin with the catch. But we got some laundry. Let's see what happens here, James.
Holding defense. Holding on the defense.
Oh, man. So they get tack that onto the end, James? Or are we just going to? Yeah, they are.
They are going to tack it on. Going to be first down for your Owls. So these young guys doing
getting some the ball
good
down
stuff.
The field.
And it'll be first and 10 for your Owls at the 41-yard line. Here comes Braylon Austin, sophomore, out to the wide side.
Wallace in shotgun again. Taking a look over his offense. The snap is back. Good snap. Drops way back. Getting rushed. Dumps it off the middle. Oh, and it is tipped. But I tell you what. 62 was blocking way downfield, so that's nice to see there on Nate Myers.
Yep. I'm glad that was tipped.
Right.
It looked like it was intended for a blue jersey.
The Owls switching some personnel in and out.
Second down at 10. Running clock, 9:33 to go in the third.
Wallace and shotgun. Stepping up to the line. Looks like he's checking it over. Snap is back. Hand off up the middle. Looks to be Keenan Miller up the middle, maybe a yard.
And the ball looks like the ball might have come loose.
Still scrubbing for it. Let's see if these guys can clean this up a little bit.
Looks like he was down by contact.
No, the ball, it looks like they marked his forward progress on that play.
Nice.
He was down when it got stripped out. So it's going to be third down and nine for your Bradford Owls.
They trail
56-6 here in the third quarter with a continuous clock at 8:48. Thank you for spending your evening with us on WSB Sports.
Wallace with the snap. Drops back. Quick pass over the middle. He's got a man. And just out of his reach of Colton Miller.
I'll tell you.
Miller
had a defender targeted right up on him. He could feel him. It's like that. Making $30 million.
So it looks to be they're going to bring in the punt team here.
Fourth down and nine for the Owls at the 41.
Can't tell. It looks like we got a new punter in there.
A little lining
good
up.
Snap. Punt is away. Good punt, or good little punt.
Everyone needs to get clear of that ball.
And it looks like it's down by contact off the back of Miller. Right about the 35-yard line.
It was.
Bit of a short punt
and got into the Owls coverage there. So Clarion's going to have the ball at first and 10 at the 35-yard line.
So it looks like Bradford switched their personnel. Let's see if Clarion will switch theirs.
Looks like maybe the last man to leave the sideline was number nine.
Carter Hyman now behind center.
Yep.
All right, so Clarion getting some of their young guys some reps now too. Hyman under center. Don't see that too often. Man in motion, hand off to the right. Trying to cut it up. No room. A little short step.
Still going.
Now a flock of Owls taken down. About a 9-yard run.
Little speed bug, 9-yard run. Looks like 31's the last Owl to get up off the pile.
Brought down by Miller.
We're going to call that Keenan Miller, freshman.
Second down and short.
Second down and two for Central Clarion. 6:56 to go in the third.
Hyman back under center. Man in motion. Quick counter up the middle. Nice little. Oh, wrapped up and let go.
First down. First down for Central Clarion on the Owls side of the field to the 46-yard line.
I believe
might have been Jeremy Pierce with the tackle on that one, James.
So Clarion running the ball now a little bit with their stud quarterback in there. They don't run a whole lot.
And it's nice to see Coach Eggleton trying to just switch it up, you know, and it looks like they got a fullback in there now, James. Man wide in motion, pitch to the left. Miller up there to try to make the tackle, squeeze it to the outside.
He's still
and
going.
And tackled by Lucas Wallace with the tackle on that one.
All the way down at the 28-yard line. Tailback Bob and Weave. Bob and Weave all the way down to the 28.
Clarion chewing up quite a bit of clock here with running this ball the way they are.
I don't know if those are backup linemen or not, but they're still big.
How about it there? So Eggleton, nine, back under center.
Man in motion. fake handoff to him.
Looks to be a pass.
No pressure. Pass wide open.
And through the hands of, is that number 82, Rogie?
It is number 82. Through the hands in the end zone.
That was a long pass, too. Yes. They're taking quite some time trying to get back. Oh, we got some laundry in the field.
Lucas Wallace back there with the coverage.
We got a hold on clearing, so this is going to come back five. Tell you what, these young Owls still got a lot of fight in them there.
They do. And it's going to be first down and 20 here for Clarion.
Eggleton from the shotgun this time. Two men to the left, two men to the right. Hands it off to 32. Quakes a quick move. Oh, he's to the 20.
And he's
15, five, touchdown.
I'll tell you, they were at the 37-yard line. He ran about 60 yards. He went all the way to one side of the field and all the way back to the other side of the field. Touchdown, Clarion. That brings the score to 62-6.
Brendan Duffy in for the extra point.
That's a different kicker. This would be a left-footed kicker.
I say we got
number 12.
That, if you want to tackle that one, bet we Brendan in to kick the ball.
Duffy's extra point is good.
And it's up and it is good.
So that brings the score to 63-6.
2 boys 27, Brookville 7. Stepport 39, Bucktail 6.
If you're still with us out there, thank you very much. Shout out to our sponsors, Model T, Kathy Obermeyer, C.J. Wallace Engineering, Love Toyota. I'm sure there's many others. We appreciate you sponsoring Bradford Owls football. And Toji's family, basically. Cody Blair, once again, is the third quarter touchdown sweepstakes person if the Owls can get a score here. And even if they don't, it's not really a consolation prize. I love the sub shootout. Especially after losing 20 pounds in this booth tonight.
So we got the teams lined back up here. Vetley. So let's kick it off. Left-footed kicker here. Ooh, that's a short one. Comes to the up man.
Number 9.
Looks like to be to Casper. Casper breaks a couple. Still going on his feet. Get about to about 45.
45-yard line. Casper, first and 10 for your Owls.
Brought down by Carter Hyman.
Are you sure? Could that have possibly been him?
He's not playing.
Thank you.
So, Al's back out on offense, looking to get a score here. Looks like we got Giordano in at quarterback.
We do. Andrew Giordano, Jr.
And we have Tommy Langdon coming back in into the backfield.
Giordano now in quarterbacking for Bradford.
A little bit of protection back there for him, or just some leadership guidance from Tommy Langdon.
So Giordano with the good wing. Snaps back. Hand off to Langdon. Langdon bumbling ahead. Gets about 1 to 2 yards there on the carry.
Looks like about 2 yards. Right up the middle, A gap. And back into the game comes number 1, Lucas Wallace. So they got Andrew Giordano in there real quick.
Host of Wildcats, including Travis Myers, in on the stop.
Wallace in the backfield with 31, Keenan Miller. Keenan Miller stays back
quick
to
pass
block.
Off to Keyshore. Keyshore got a lane. Keyshore's got the first down and a little more.
Yes. Very nice completion down to the 40-yard line of Clarion, where your Owls will have first and 10 at the 40. Colton Miller in there as well. Let's get 61 a shout out. Luke Erickson, freshman in there at the end of the line.
Got Jeremy Pierce, it looks to be in the middle there as well. Al's up to the line. Wallace back in shotgun. Snap is off. Looks like to be a little option. A pitch out to Miller. Miller's got room. Miller's coming.
Miller got around the end. A nice gain out. Looks like it might be a first down.
I don't know if you noticed this, but he faked 64 right out of his cleat.
I did not notice the fake out of the cleat. So nice 11-yard run there. Another first down for your Owls. They're down to the 29-yard line.
Luke Wallace with the play in. Miller off to his right. Looks like he's got Colton off to his left and Tripps to his right here.
Here comes 73.
13, I believe. So we got Nick DeGoyer coming in. He's going to step into the backfield.
Boy, that sure looked like a 7 to me. I'm in trouble from Igor.
Oh, pass out to the left to Keyshore again. Looks to be the same design play. Still fighting and picks up about 4 or 5 yards there.
Looks like 5-yard gain. Very nice. Second down and 5.
Tell you what, these little owls, they're chipping away here on the second team of Clarion.
They are.
Down to a minute 50, minute 48 here in the third quarter.
Brings up a second and 5 for the Owls.
Okay, the Owls down and set now. Wallace with the back to pass. Beat ball. Throwing a deep ball to Miller, and he's got it.
Caught. Touchdown, Owls.
And that, I'm sorry, that was not Miller. That was Braylon Austin calling in the score.
Braylon Austin, a sophomore. Very nice, and that's going to get our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Cody Blair, you are a winner. The value-packed meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Nice drive by the, we called them the Little Owls. Nice drive by the backups.
Braylon Austin getting a big touchdown there. You know, that's got to be a big confidence booster for those guys coming up through.
Number 3 on for the extra point.
And that's Keyshore with the extra point.
Keyshore. Okay, and that makes your score 63-13. Clarion, Central Clarion leads. This is Bradford Owls I knew I was going to do it. Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WDACM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Center back deep for the Wildcats.
Oh, welcome back. James Patrick along with Noah Whitmore once again. I don't know why. That used to be a kid that ran for the Owls. Short kick by the Owls. Fielded by an up man from Clarion who takes it out to the 40-yard line. First and 10, Clarion at the 40-yard line. James Patrick, Noah Christian here at Clarion Limestone High School tonight.
Billy Dale with the return.
And let's see, because Clarion's got quite the hefty roster. They might have, you know, just another third and fourth team offense they want to see out here as well.
They may. There's a lot of kids suited up. So, let's get to some of this Owls defense.
Clarion breaks the huddle, and it looks to be...
There's Malachi McCormick on the end. He had a nice hustle play last time around.
Hand off to the left here. Clarion trying to break it up. Oh, we got some laundry on the field. Missed tackle. And then right there at the end, 55 coming in with a booming tackle. Braylon Little laying a smack.
Braylon Little, sophomore. I believe I saw a hold there. Yes, holding on Clarion.
Against the Wildcats. We'll mark it back.
Wide receiver had a nice grab on the Owl there. So that's going to keep it first down, and it's going to be first down, and they go from the spot of the foul, so it's going to be first and 15. Okay. 46 seconds with a running clock here in the third quarter. Some of the crowd starting to take off with the homecoming festivities finished up.
Heinelman under center, man in motion. Little draw play at the end of seven there.
Yep, seven speedy, and seven is running down the field.
That is Brody Beggs, and he's taken down by Luke Wallace.
Looks like a 25-yard gain. And they are at the 37-yard line. First down and 10. That is going to be the last play of your third quarter. We're going to switch ends of the field, come back for the fourth. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back for the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football. The score entering the fourth quarter is 63-13. Central Clarion leads. They have the ball at the 35-yard line. We'll get to some of our stuff here after this play.
Heinelman with the pitch. Owls en route. Oh, and we got him down, number 18.
Looks like a 7-yard gain. Okay, so our fourth quarter Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestant is Wyatt Bunker. Wyatt Bunker. And if the Owls score during the fourth quarter, Wyatt will receive a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And should they not score, Wyatt will receive a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Good luck, Wyatt.
A little confusion here out of Clarion. Getting a little slow up to the line.
Second down and three.
Heinelman under center again. 82 in motion. Looks up, rolls out to his right. Looks like he's looking downfield. He's got a man. And off his hands.
I'll tell you, number 18 for the Owls just waiting there for an interception. That would have been Braylon Austin, sophomore. It was almost a tip drill to Braylon Austin. Almost got to see him run that one back.
And Ian David Hoyt was the one that pass was intended for. Clary into the huddle. Bradford switching some more men in and out, giving some guys a break.
See if you can grab one of those things that they're throwing up here. Noah?
I don't know if I have enough room or the eyesight anymore to be catching that.
Okay.
Heinelman up to the line with his troops. Under center. Man in motion. Quick up the middle. A little counter action. And looks like they were trying to strip the ball there. Smart heads up play there by Keyshore.
Yep. They did get the first down. It's going to be first and 10 at the 25-yard line. 10 minutes left in the game. The score is 63-13. Central Clarion leading.
Heinelman up to the line. Looks down his troops. Under center. Again, man in motion. Quick off to the right. Beggs shakes a man, but then he's met by Lucas Wallace, about the 5-yard line. Luke with the tackle.
The 10-yard line brought down by Wallace.
It's going to be another first down. It's going to be first and goal for Clarion.
Looks like it'll be
from
first
the
and
three.
Goal inside the five.
Might be right on the five. Nice touchdown saving tackle by the Owls. The weather is, it's actually feels a little cooler out there now, my friend.
Heinemann up to the line. Looking down the right side. Under center. Hyphen motion. Delayed handoff. And he's met. But he crosses the goal line beforehand.
Yeah, once again, the line, the whole line moved downfield, so it looks like he's met at the line of scrimmage, but the line of scrimmage has moved 3 yards down the field. So a touchdown, another touchdown for Clarion. That brings the score to 69-13 with 8:43 to go in the game. Here comes an extra point from the lefty, number 12.
Betty Brendan. Snap is back, kick is up, and it is blocked.
Yeah, that one took it took a little bit of time for the snap to get down there, and you could see the hesitation by the kicker, and the Owls get a hand on it.
So I'm not quite sure, but it looked like the... Well, Seattle is crouched over a little bit right now. Braylon Austin looks to be got a fingertip on that one.
So that's going to bring the score to 69-13. We're going to stay here with you on this break. So it's nice for the Owls to get these young guys in there. You know, they got to score. The varsity team should not hang their head. They really did well. Just the big plays got them. The big plays got them tonight.
It's one of those things that they always say, speed kills.
Yeah.
And right now, Harrison, Ferguson, and Buford, they just run like lightning.
The best band in the land, the Central Clarion Marching Band.
Looks like we got Keyshore and Colton Miller back deep, and looks like we have 15. Maybe not. I can't tell. It's definitely in the way there. Back for this return.
It is 15. It is 15. Turned a little bit.
Evan Soto back deep as well. We have, looks to be one of the Central Clarion trainers headed out to the referee, and now we have someone else headed out. I'm not quite sure what's going on here, Jim?
He's a doctor.
Oh, no.
So there's a doctor headed to the Bradford sideline. We hope everything over there is okay.
And while that is very unfortunate, because whoever it was, everybody got up good from the side or the after the extra point.
Indeed.
And then went to the sideline. So it's,
you know, certainly my guess would be heat related. You know, that like you spoke of, it's just hot and humid. Here comes a kick from Central Clarion.
Good kick here. Miller with the return. Out to about the 20. Shakes a man. Trying to get away. And a shirt tackle.
He's gobbled up at the 26-yard line.
Brought down by Danner. And Casey Garrett.
So Luke Wallace ready to bring the Owls back out here to try to get another march down the field and get another score here, Jim.
Yep. Keyshore is going to be out here on the close side to us, the left side, as well as
Braylon Austin, I believe, there.
Yes, it is Braylon Austin.
We got Keenan Miller in the backfield, and I believe we have Soto spread out wide to the right. Luke with the snap. Quick hand off to Miller. Miller shakes a couple, breaking a couple, and now we have a horde of Wildcats to take him down.
We do. He got through the initial surge in the backfield, but then the rest of them were there to corral him in. Looks like it brings up second down and 12.
Looks like Hyman, Kale,
8 minutes to go in the game. 69-13, Central Clarion leads. And we have a stoppage.
Timeout Owls.
Timeout Owls. We'll take it with them. This is Bradford Owls football on WSB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford House Football down here in Central Clarion. Real quick, congratulations to our Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes winners, Paul Sierra and Cody Bear, on winning the Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes. Now in the fourth quarter, Wyatt Bunker, you still have a chance to win the free value pack meal from Togies Restaurant.
Yeah, we've had two out of three winners tonight. Very nice. And it looks like it's going to be second down and 12 for your Owls coming out of the timeout. Lucas Wallace still in at quarterback.
Lucas looks up and down the line, getting everybody in the right position. He's set. There's a snap. Good snap. Lucas back to pass. Quick pass out to the right. Out to Braylon Austin, and it is dropped.
Wallace's pass.
Yep. Nice pass. Nice pass by Wallace. Just dropped.
I think he tried to make the turn before he had it.
He tried to run upfield without it.
Clarion shuffling some players in and out. Luke with the play call from Coach Joey. We're going to have two men in the backfield, Keyshore and Austin out to the left. Luke in shotgun. Luke takes one more look at the defense. Here's the snap. Pass off to the right again, and I believe it bounced off the defender. But again, on this angle, Jim, I don't know if we can see anything that great.
Brings up fourth down.
I thought he caught it. Okay. I got a really bad view. So third down. Fourth down and 12. The Owls are going to go for it here from their own 24-yard line. No, they're not. Looks like
Wallace is back to deep to punt.
Wallace is going to punt.
Good snap. Plenty of time. The ball is away.
Good
about
kick.
About to a 50.
Good kick, good bounce for the
good
Owls.
Good roll. Colton nice. Miller there. Keyshore.
It's going to roll all the way to the 32-yard line. That's where Clarion will take over.
Nice 40-yard punt there for the Luke Wallace.
Yes, it was. 6:09 to go in the game. Once again, the score 69-13. Central Clarion leads. Owls will be back in action next week.
Next Friday, Punxsutawney for our homecoming.
Homecoming at Parkway Field. Mark will be back with you. I appreciate him letting me call a football game. I didn't know very many of the numbers, and that hurts. So here comes Central Clarion, first and 10 at the 32. Handoff around the end. Here comes number 7. He breaks a few tackles.
But he doesn't get away from Luke Wallace. Luke Wallace wrestles him to the ground.
He does not. It looks like a
gain. And I believe Max Warner made first contact on that play.
Looks like a gain of 8.
About 8 yards on the play.
So it'll be second down and 2. We're down to 5.5 minutes left in the game.
Clarion breaks the huddle. Edelman back in shotgun. Taking a little extra time. Snaps up. Fake handoff. Edelman's going to take it. He's going to run out to the right. And Luke Wallace with another tackle. Just about a 5-6 yard run.
Yeah. Rick brought down right at midfield. They're going to have first and 10 at midfield. Just under 5 minutes to go in the game. First down and 10, Central Clarion.
Midfield.
Post here. Tomorrow night, you're going to have live broadcast of the Autumn Classic. I'm sure you've heard the commercials probably, but let me get a little plug in there. Tomorrow night's the Autumn Classic at Parkway Field. It's going to be great weather. I know we've had rain sometimes, and tomorrow's not going to happen. So,
Heidelman with a handoff. Right up the middle, here comes Keenan Miller and Luke Wallace in for another half tackle.
It'll be a beautiful night for all the bands, local bands, and a few from a ways away. So I know that I can hear it from my house, and it's nice to listen to.
No, the Autumn Classic, it always seems like they do a very nice job. And yep. If you're just one of those people that don't have anything else going on tomorrow, take a step out to Parkway Field, listen to some good bands.
Yep, very nice. So first down and 10 at the 35-yard line for Central Clarion. We're down to 3:45 to go.
Heindelman in shotgun.
.42 up the middle and untouched all the way to the secondary.
That is Demetrius Pierce, the fullback, with the carry on halftime.
I don't know if they're going to mark him at 9.5 or 10. I think looks like they are going to give him the first down. He got the full 10. So we're down to the 25-yard line.
Clarion with a new set of downs, and it looks like the Owls are switching in some more personnel.
3 minutes and to go in the game. There's number six, Max Warner. He's a freshman, lined up on the outside, covering one of the receivers.
Hand off to Demetrius again, and he is met at the line of scrimmage.
There's a nice penetration by your Owls offensive line. Number 71. Number 71, Jacob Bang. Jacob Bang, sophomore. Nice penetration, nice tackle.
Heindelman out of the huddle. Still with quite a bit of speed up to the line.
Down to 2 minutes 15 seconds to go in the game.
Splits Demetrius right to the right. Heindelman in the shotgun. And that play is whistled dead as soon as it started because we got a timeout, Clarion.
Okay, timeout, Clarion. We're going to take a short break. 2 minutes to go. The score, Clarion 69, Bradford 13. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the game here at Central Clarion on the campus of Clarion Limestone tonight.
Tell you what, Rogie, this band isn't half bad. They got you dancing up here this evening.
I have danced a few times. The band is good.
All right, Heindelman with the snap. Direct snap again. Taking it up the middle. Breaking it out to the right side now. And a tackle by number 46.
At the 10-yard line, that's going to be, depending on where they mark it, I would say they're going to probably mark it on the 10.
Peyton McCool getting himself into the game and a tackle.
It's going to be first down and goal at the 10. Right at the 10. 1:40 to go.
Okay, Clarion breaks the huddle. Hustles up to the line. Heindelman looks like he's going to stay back in shotgun this time. Tell you what, whoever their play caller is has been doing a nice job with this second team. Under center, back, splits here, splits there.
Yeah, indeed. Hand off to number 14 up the middle, and I'll tell you, he did. He scored.
Briggs Beckwith with the score.
Briggs Beckwith from 10 yards out.
With 1:08 to go, that's going to make the score 75-13, Central Clarion.
Pushing me
You know, I got a surprise for that. Is it called the Model T MVP of the game? I mean, that's a lot of completions. That's a large completion percentage. He threw good balls all night. I'm going to vote for Talon Reese.
We're going to have to see what happens here at the end of the game, but that's not a bad call there, Jim.
You know, a lot of those guys played a tough game. Talon threw the ball really well tonight. I know he only had four incompletions, and a couple of those were short-armed. So,
and he saw quite a bit of pressure.
Oh, yeah. It was a good game plan. It was a bunch of short passes, get the ball out of his hands quick. I mean, the game plan was designed correctly and good. But that's my vote.
All right, so now your Central Clearing Wildcats and Bradford Owls are lined up for the kickoff.
1 minute and 8 seconds to go. 76-13 is our score.
Referee blows a whistle, and here we go. A kick is up. It's a short kick. This one might have a chance to go out of bounds, picked up by Keyshore. Keyshore makes a move and is taken down on the right side.
Looks like the 25-yard line where the Owls will take over.
Brought down by Danner.
With 1 minute to go in the game. And the band busts into the final countdown. They used to sing on Monday Night Football, you know.
You did?
No. Frank Gifford.
Oh.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Okay, 1 minute to go. Here comes your Bradford Owls. First and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Luke Wallace under center just takes a knee. Looks like Bradford just wants to get out of here and try not to get anybody injured, which I know the doctor went over to the Bradford side with Mona, but I never saw him come back over. Hopefully everything over there on the Bradford side is doing well, but in this heat, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, it could have been anything. I mean, it actually could have been a crowd member. You know, you just never know. So they're going to let this thing run out. That's 39 seconds. The Owls will have to take one more snap. And that's going to be the end of it. Your final score is going to be Central Clarion 76, your Bradford Owls 13. On a
looks like that'll be our last play this evening.
Nice warm night here at Clarion Limestone.
Homecoming game here at Clarion Limestone.
Talon Reese is going to lead the handshake line across the field.
Congratulations to the Wildcats.
And
the score, again, does not reflect how this game was played.
It does not.
Like, Bradford's offense is clicking well. Like, they are getting positive yards.
They should take confidence into their game with Punxsie. Play like you did tonight. Be a real nice game with Punxsie.
That's for sure.
So we're going to tally up some stats. We're going to come back with the you know, the Model T MVP of the game, the Love Toyota Collision of the game, and the stats for tonight. So once again, your final score, Central Clarion 76, and your Bradford Owls 13. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Okay, welcome back for the game recap. James Patrick along with Noah Christian. Final score tonight, 76-13. Both teams lined up in their end zone right now. Coaches discussion how things turned out. We knew coming in, Central Clarion is one of the powerhouses of the district. Probably, I believe they are ranked number one in the district. And they'll go a long way into the district playoffs and then into the state playoffs. That's just the way it is. Arles come in, and they hung with them for a while, but the big plays got them.
That's for sure. And, like, it's not for lack of effort by any means. The guys up front did a great job protecting Talon, and that's why he was 20-for-16. And even in the second half, they did a good job. I don't think Luke Wallace took a sack at all in that second half. And most of the Owls, it was a complete line change there once the rolling clock hit. Most of the stats were the same from the first half. You know, we had Talon Reese 20-for-16, probably right around 16-for-20, right around 100 yards, just maybe a little over. Jordy Thompson, quite a few touches tonight for 48 yards. Kohler, you know, it's one of those things that Kohler is kind of deceiving because on specials, that kid can grab a pile of yards.
Yep.
But with catches and receptions, though, I think he was 3-for-4 when he was targeted for 25 yards. Ian DeGolier, big touchdown there in the second quarter.
Yep.
On the 11-yard pass from Talon. And then, let's see here. Luke Wallace, he was like, he was 8-for-10. Braylon Austin had a 30-yard touchdown pass. And who do you think your MVP of the night is?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a team. There's five guys there that you could give it to that had a solid, solid game. My vote is for Reese. Threw the ball well, led the team well. I like Talon Reese for the Model T MVP of the game.
So we'll then get into who has the big
That'd be Love Toyota sponsoring
the... Love Toyota has the big hit of the game.
Collision of the game.
And two stick out to me really well. The one in the first quarter where Matt DeCasper went up in the open field and laid the boom. And then right there in the second half when Braylon Little, obviously the game was well in hand, but he come out of nowhere and smacked that kid.
Wow.
I think...
What are you going to go with?
Apples to apples. This is a tough one, but I think we're going to have to give it to old Matt DeCasper.
Okay.
On the open field tackle.
Nice hit. Nice tackle. That is your Love Toyota Collision Center, Owls Collision of the Game. So, the final score tonight is 76-13. For my broadcast partner, Noah, and our producing engineer, Nick, this is James Patrick. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.